Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nunches. The word that Abba Amud Beis brings, Omar Rav Leis Bako Bar Yoimo. Bako Rashi Mesechet Shabbos tells us it's a type of mosquito. Other Rishonim explain is a type of a bed bug. So this creature called Bako is, you don't have a Bako more than one day. Their lifespan is a one day. Veleis Didvo is a fly, Paschato. A fly will not live more than 1 year. And the Gemara brings, Amar le Papa le Abaye, he asked, we have Amri Inchi, there's an expression, people say that the female Bakto was upset on the Bako, meaning the female mosquito was upset on the mosquito, that he says, you saw the Bar Mechoizo, the Sakha B'mayo, saw the person who lives in this place called Mechoizo, going into the water, and he went and he bit and sucked his blood, and did not tell anything to the female Bakto. So therefore, the Bakto was upset on the Bako for 7 years. So you see from here, the Bako lives much more than one day. The Gemara says it's in their lifespan, meaning years of their life, which is just a few minutes in our timeline. So the Ben Yayada goes to explain that the depth of this Gemara, of this Agadato, is that the Bako is referring to a Yetzer Hara. And the first part of the Gemara says the Bako is only a one day old. While the Didfa, the fly, lives only 1 year, he goes to explain that we're talking about here the difference between a Yetzahara and the Satan. Who's Satan and Yetzahara? But it's different koiches, hara, the different koiches of the Sitrach in the world. So the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Kedushin brings the Yetzahara mischadish al adam chol yom. Every day there's a new Yetzahara. The Yetzahara comes with new ideas, new concept, how to cause a person to do it in Aveira. So it comes out, every day is a new Yetzahara. It's not the same Yetzahara of yesterday. That's what the Gemara means, that we do not have a Bako more than one day old. While the Didfo is referring to another koyach of the Sitracho, which is the Satan. And how much power does the Satan have? Well, we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yumo, that the Satan can be masked every single day, except for one day a year, which is the Yom Kippurim. So every Yom Kippur, the Satan is gone, then he's being reborn, or recreated, coming back to work the next day. So the power of the Satan is 1 year. After 1 year, he's renewed. So that's what the Gemara means. The Bako is one day, it's a horror. Every single day there's a new Yitzhara. And the Didvo, referring to the Satan, has a full year. Its lifespan is a full year. Continues the Ben Yoda to explain the next part of the Gemara. Continuing the same theme that you have a Bako and a Bakto. So he says, we're talking about Koyach Yitzhara. These are the powers of the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara has two powers. One power is to go and make the Adon do Averis, do wrong things. And the other koyach is to cause him Yisurim, to cause him to suffer from the Averis that he does. So he brings the name of the Arizal, that these koyach Hasara have a female aspect and a male aspect. The female is the one who's, so to speak, attracting the Adon to go and do Averis. It's the attraction. The male aspect is the one who brings Yisurim to the Adon. The Bar Mechoizo is a reference here to a tzaddik. A tzaddik, a real tzaddik, the Yitzhar cannot really attract him or make him to do Averis. He's protected with Koyches HaKedusha that he has. But there is Rishus to give Yisurim to a tzaddik. There's Yisurim Shel Ava that tzaddik gets, not because of the Averis that he did, but because to come bring Kapara for himself and for the rest of the world, there's Yisurim that he gets. So immediately, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Amri Inchi, people say, the Bakto, the part of the Yetzirah that caused the other to do an Averis, sees that the Bakto, the Koyeches HaZocher, that caused Yisurim, they're going and, so to speak, enjoying the Tzaddik. Because that means the Tzaddik does Averis. So how are you going and giving a Yisurim, and I did not cause it to do Averis? She's upset, so to speak, on the Koyeches HaZocher. Why did you not tell me that I could cause it to do Averis? Here, you gave him Yisurim. But the answer is that a tzaddik, his yisurim is not because of his averis. His yisurim is yisurim shalava. His punishment and his miso is coming from a different place. So for 7 years, says the Ben Yoyodo in the end of his pirush, what's the 7 years? It's the 7 days of the Shiva. For 7 days of Shiva, it takes time until you figure out, until the neshama completely leaves the world. And then you can be makir, the milo of the nefesh of a tzaddik. Then you realize that tzaddik did not have yisurim and miso because of his averus, but was yisurim shalavol. So then she, the taina of the female kreches hara goes away because it's not because the yisurim did not come because of averus. So the remez is that the tzaddik has yisurim shalavol not because of his averus. So the, if the bakar is a reference to the koyach hasarah, to the yitzharo, and the yisurim that come from it, he has by him only the koyach of the male, not the koyach of the female that can be shoiled on him. That's what the Ben Yoyoda explains the depth of the remozim here in this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shiurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.